Amy Bach has been working for insurance policyholders since 1984. She is the one that co-founded a group called United Policyholders in the aftermath of the Oakland fires a couple of years after that. And Amy is with us this morning to talk about what's taken so long. Amy, glad to have you here.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Good morning. So you will be the keynote speaker for next week's Construction Industry Conference, and looking forward to that. But you have found some interesting information doing a survey of victims of the North Bay fires, right?
Yes, we did the first of a series. We did a 6 months after the fire survey. We put it out to the entire North Bay wildfire community. We worked with Sonoma County and Napa County, the public information officers, to try to get the biggest sample we could. And we got a pretty good sample, and the results are powerful information about what's going on with the recovery.
Yeah, you got over 800 responses, which is a very good number at this stage of the game. What surprised you about the incoming information?
There wasn't a whole lot of surprises, except that sort of some of the good news, which is that some of the households that were impacted have been getting concessions from their insurance companies more than we've seen in the past, meaning let's just take, for example, one of the obstacles that is very hard for people to overcome is the requirement that most insurers will impose that says you must give us a detailed inventory of every single thing that was in your house.
Yes.
Before we will pay you your full benefits for your contents.
Yeah, and the California legislature is trying to do something about that in terms
they
of...
They are.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the meantime, a lot of companies actually have been doing the right thing and saying, you know what, we're going to pay you without making you do this. Now, they're not doing that for everyone, but the good news in the survey results is they're definitely doing it for more people than we've ever seen before. That's the main surprise.
Okay, so that's one thing with regard to inventory. The thing we keep hearing, Amy, over and over again is the underinsured nature of most of us.
Yes, 66% of the people who responded to the survey reported that the insurance on their home is inadequate, and the average is high. It was like, I think, $300,000 of a gap, which means some people have gaps over $1 million. Some people have smaller gaps.
Wow. I know it's still shocking and surprising to us, even in this day and age. But I'm also hearing from people who were adequately insured still having the same fight with their insurance companies about, you know, numbers and
right.
What sort of number to settle on.
Right, right. And again, you know, just I want to correct the thing about the surprise. It's not a surprise to United Policyholders, but it should be a surprise to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Because it's consistent that after disasters, you know, time and time again, it turns out that people thought they had better coverage than they actually have. But anyway, on the second issue of people being stuck in what we call valuation disputes, you know, the builder that the homeowner has found says it's going to cost, let's say, you know, $500,000 to put this house back, and the insurance company is estimating the rebuild at, say, $400,000.
Yeah.
And the builder says, I can't do it for four, it's five, and you're stuck. And the insurance company digs in their heels and says no, and that is the classic. And that is the dispute that UP is working hard to help people resolve.
And we should point out, in case some folks don't know, that United Policyholders sounds like an insurance company, but it's not. Yeah,
right.
It's a nonprofit organization that is meant to help people like us sort of navigate through the process. Yes.
Yes, and we formed after the Oakland fire in '91. So we're a charity. We don't sell anything. We're not a front. We're just a very straightforward traditional consumer group. But our expertise is in insurance. And we want people to get every dollar that they paid for in protection. That's our main goal.
Yeah, and that is obviously what other folks are, as they, you know, try to weather this storm of making the decision about rebuilding or not. And I'm curious to find out what you found out as a result of this this study, this inquiry, about how many people are going to rebuild, because most of us see the answer to that as a direction in how our community is going to go.
Yes, well, you know, I've become quite attached to your community since the fires. The wonderful, a lot of really great, great leaders and residents that are all trying to pull toward a healthy recovery. And I think you know that what we see is that we saw a pretty good number of, I think about 65% people saying that they're sure they want to rebuild, which is good news for the county.
That's a pretty big figure.
It is a good figure.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, it is a beautiful place to live, and
yes.
I think it will be, you know, certainly it's amazing how quickly some of the greenery will come back. But still, that's better than a lot of communities that we've seen. There was a 25% undecided about rebuilding or not. And for those people, the main decision point that's holding them up is their insurance settlement,
yeah.
Not knowing whether they're going to get enough money to be able to rebuild. So hopefully we're going to get that the number even above the 65 up to more, you know, closer to 80, which would be wonderful, you know, of people who say, yeah, I'm definitely rebuilding.
Well, 80%, I think, would be remarkable. And given that, you know, this is certainly not one of the most affordable places to live from the get-go, let alone trying to do what so many people are trying to do in terms of rebuilding. So that, I think that figure would be remarkable. And I think early on, or very early on, Amy, the estimates were that probably a third of those who were burned, whose homes were burned out in the fires, would probably not return. So 80% sounds pretty good from here.
You know, you have to be an optimist to be a consumer advocate in the world of insurance.
I won't take you to court over it. Don't worry.
But I think, you know, I do think, you know, we are seeing lots of bright spots. You know, I just got a report this morning about an insurance company agreeing to pay over somebody's policy limit, somebody who was underinsured, agreeing to do that without a lawsuit, which is great. I mean, that's part of what we're trying to do is, you know, both in the trenches here in, you know, in your community, but also in the legislatures, to say to the insurance companies, listen, you say you don't like regulation, you don't want, you know, you want, you know, you say you're going to do the right thing, we'll do the right thing.
Yeah.
And you know, we're seeing more of that. And that's a positive.
And Amy, so you did this survey at 6 months. What's going to be your next marker for United Policyholders in our situation?
We will. Yeah. Thanks, Pat. We will be doing a 1 year survey. We're going to open it in August. We like to give a couple months for people to, you know, for us to get the word out and, you know, get a good, healthy response. We're going to, I think actually we're going to try to, get an ad on your station. we got to get the word out.
Absolutely.
Know,
because, and you're also welcome back on my show anytime.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're an important voice in your community. And I really do appreciate the opportunity to be on with you.
Well, I'm glad to talk about this. There is some optimism here, and we always are glad to sort of grab a hold of that. And Amy, again, will be speaking at the Construction Industry Conference Thursday, the 31st at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Santa Rosa. Amy, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks so much.
We'll talk to you again in a couple of months. That is Amy Bach, and she became an attorney in 89 and co-founded this group, United Policyholders, right after the Oakland firestorm of 1991. And again, it is a nonprofit organization that is meant to help folks try to navigate the very, very choppy waters of negotiating with insurance companies, and hard to think of a more pertinent subject in our community right now. But that conference is going on from 8 until 11:30 in the morning at the Regency on May 31st. So glad to hear some optimistic points from Amy, that is.